Before sunrise, over 500 members of Teamsters Local 315 gathered at the UPS facility in Richmond to protest a dramatic pay cut for part-time UPS workers. Despite making record-breaking profits last year and increasing prices for customers, UPS cut the pay of nearly 4,000 workers by $6 per hour this week, essentially reducing their pay to minimum wage. Teamsters Local 315 president Alberto Ruiz says this cut will have a significant impact on workers' ability to make ends meet.
We all understand that, you know, being here on a day-to-day basis is, you know, and we see the prices, gas prices and bridge prices all going up, food prices, and these part-timers making $21 an hour was at least above the rate that they can able to sustain themselves. Dropping it down to $15.53, which would be in the Richmond ordinance rate, was the reason that a lot of these drivers came out and said, because that's not enough, especially with the bridge tolls being $7 and the gas prices being about $5 in an hour. So they're going to reduce them. And a lot of these, we're starting to see struggles of them even just getting to work at this time.
The massive 25% cut comes as UPS reported a 23% increase in operating profits from the previous year, the highest in nearly a decade, largely fueled by pandemic-driven online shopping. Ruiz says the pay cuts are especially crushing, coming at a time when UPS employees have been putting their lives on the line as essential workers.
We look at our first responders as being, you know, somebody that's been out there on the day-to-day basis and taking care of the sick. But these individuals, these UPSers, have been out there through the whole course in 2020 on a day-to-day basis, from the drivers going up and meeting customers, meeting, dropping off their packages and the essentials goods that they've ordered, to the part-timers loading all these. So every one of these individuals are dynamically an essential worker, and we want to make sure that they're respected as well and that the public does understand what these individuals have done.
It's not the only company with record profits axing wages of essential workers during the pandemic. The Amazon facility in Richmond took similar action 2 weeks ago and reduced wages from $20 an hour to the city's minimum wage of $15.53. All while company stocks rose, giving its founder Jeff Bezos an estimated $8 billion more dollars in 2021, according to Business Insider. UPS driver Al Buchanan has worked at the company for 30 years and says that's no way to treat essential workers in the middle of a pandemic who have helped people survive a major economic shutdown.
We took up the slack and we actually put in way more hours than we was working before to make sure that everybody got what they needed, because people need to stay inside. You know what I'm saying? So people couldn't come outside, so we need to make sure that they had that luxury of being there and they got the things that they need so they could be inside. So when you do that, and a lot of these people right here, they was there too, working hard too, to make sure that everybody got what they need, and it doesn't seem fair is that this is what they reward for the service that they put in. At this point in time, you're going to take money out their household.
UPS says they have a long history of collaborating with the Teamsters and that they recently added incentives that include a reward for dependable attendance that can result in even higher pay per hour than the previous market rate adjustment. The company declined an interview with KPFA. Local 315 will hold another protest at the Concord UPS facility next Thursday and will start contract negotiations with UPS this August. I'm Lauren Shapiro for KPFA News.